During the 1980s, Benjamin Netanyahu became good friends with American real estate developers Charles Kushner and Fred Trump. Kushner's son, Jared, went on to marry Fred's granddaughter, Ivanka Trump. Jared has been talking about the valuable real estate in Gaza for a few years.
In Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable.
In May of 2024, the Jerusalem Post publishes an image of Netanyahu's Gaza 2035 vision. In October of 2024, candidate Trump said that Gaza could be better than Monaco.
It could be better than Monaco. It has the best location in the Middle East, the best water, the best everything. It is the best. I've said it for years. I mean, it could be the most beautiful place, the weather, the water, the whole thing, the climate. It could be so beautiful.
On his inauguration day, President Trump began discussing Gaza in terms of valuable real estate.
You know, Gaza is interesting. It's a phenomenal location. On the sea, best weather. You know, everything's good. It's like some beautiful things could be done with it, but it's very interesting. But some fantastic things could be done with Gaza.
How do you see the future in governance for Gaza?
Well, it depends. I can't imagine. You certainly can't have the people that were there. Most of them are dead.
On February 4th, he referred to Gaza as the Riviera of the Middle East.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent. I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
On February 26th, Trump posted a bizarre AI video of Trump Gaza. On April 7th, Trump describes Gaza as incredible oceanfront property.
Well, you know how I feel about the Gaza Strip. I think it's an incredible piece of important real estate. And I think it's something that we would be involved in. But, having a peace force like the United States there, controlling and owning the Gaza Strip would be a good thing.
On July 14th, Trump referred to Israel's 2005 removal of its ground troops and settlements from the Gaza Strip as one of the worst real estate deals ever made.
I call it the Gaza Strip, one of the worst real estate deals ever made. They gave up the oceanfront property, one of the worst deals ever made.
On September 17th, Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich claimed the deal to rebuild Gaza was on Trump's desk and described it as a real estate bonanza.
There is a business plan built by the most professional people, which is on President Trump's desk. How this thing turns into a real estate bonanza, I'm not joking, it pays for itself. Now, by the way, I started negotiations with the Americans, and I'm saying this seriously now, because I'm also demanding. After all, we paid a lot of money for this war, so we need to share. How do we make percentages on land marketing later in Gaza? But now, no, not joking, the demolition phase, which is always the first phase in urban renewal, we did. Now we need to build.
Trump has chosen war criminal Tony Blair to oversee the rebuilding of Gaza. And on September 24th, the Central Synagogue in Manhattan explained how the gods demand human blood for humanity to survive.
The greatest lie humanity tells itself is that we have outgrown human sacrifice. We call it by different names now and make our offering to different gods. We offer young men we call soldiers, as if the designation means that their mothers cry less when they die. We call masses of humanity collateral damage and turn our eyes away from the pictures of their lifeless bodies as we sip our morning coffee. And the truth is, we don't do it because we are heartless. We do it because we believe that it is necessary for the world to keep running. We do it because we believe that the gods whose favor we so desperately seek, freedom, security, prosperity, flourishing, that they demand blood as the price of their favor. We do it because we cannot see any other choice. When Abraham prepares to sacrifice Isaac, he is just accepting the same bargain of blood we still accept today, that some need to die for the world to flourish.
Greg Reese reporting.
We'll be right back.
The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.